With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As we get closer to wintertime, National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says both coasts will get hit with unsettled weather this Thanksgiving week.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the East Coast, with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain, and then there's going to be some potential for snow.
National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for California's Sierra Nevada through Tuesday, with heavy snow expected at high elevations. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration is reserving comment on reports of an imminent ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon.
The Israeli ambassador to Washington says a ceasefire deal to end fighting between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants could be reached within days. Here at the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says the sides are close, but nothing has been finalized.
We are actively involved in trying to bring that about, but nothing is negotiated until everything is negotiated. Those conversations are ongoing.
Kirby says securing a ceasefire remains a top priority for President Biden. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President-elect Trump says he will impose new tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China on his first day in office in an effort to stop illegals and drugs from crossing the border. President Trump posted on Truth Social Monday that he would execute tariffs of 25% on all Canadian and Mexican goods, another 10% on all Chinese goods, in an effort to boost border security and crack down on fentanyl being brought into the U.S. from China. More details, SRN News. President Trump nominates a former pastor.
His selection to head the Department of Veterans Affairs is Doug Collins, who pastored a Southern Baptist church in Georgia and presently serves as a chaplain in the Air Force Reserves. Most recently, he was a congressman from Georgia who was defeated in a Senate campaign in 2020. SBC spokesman Doug Carver tells Baptist Press, quote, "I am grateful for people like Doug who have sacrificially served our country and continue to do so." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Researchers at Harvard and Georgetown University have produced an analysis of why President Trump did well with Hispanics in the election. It contends that Hispanic voters who hold socially conservative social views but might otherwise vote Democrat are offended by Democrat politicians' use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. That term is used by the radical queer trans movement to remove gender from the Spanish language. This is SRN News. Outbreaks of food poisoning tend to increase in November and December. Rutgers University food science professor Donald Schaffner says Thanksgiving leftovers will last around 4 days in the fridge.
The recommendation is that you get those leftovers into the refrigerator within about 2 hours of when they came off the stove or whenever you started to eat. So that gives you an hour to eat and then an hour to lounge around before you put your leftovers away. Another good food safety tip when it comes to leftovers is make sure that you refrigerate those leftovers in shallow containers. My recommendation is to make sure that the container is filled to a depth of 2 inches or less.
Jake Paul responding to allegations his win against Mike Tyson was rigged. His company, Most Valuable Promotions, said rigging a professional boxing match is a federal crime. It added the Paul versus Tyson fight on Netflix was a professional match sanctioned by Texas regulators. More details at SRNnews.com.